Some of the smaller political parties have also not held matters. Everybody wants to be a presidential candidate. It's not going to happen. For instance, if you look at the CPP tradition, so many splinter groups, everybody wants to be a president. It's not going to happen. You spread yourself too thinly, you're unable to mobilize and even project the ideals of Nkrumah that you think that you support. Come together, rally around. You know, the legacy that you so want to defend, you need to be able to defend it, be able to mobilize resources along those lines.
But Doc, how are they going to do that when the same CPP, PNC and the rest of it also accused the NDC of taking on the mantle of an Nkrumahist party and
why do you campaign? Parties are interested in winning votes.
So, but what you're saying, are you saying that based on their ideologies, they should join the NDC?
No, not at all. My argument is simple, that you have all kinds of groups who claim that they support Nkrumah's ideals, but they are on their own. They can come together. That's what I'm trying to talk about. They can come together, rally behind the same ideal that they stand for, and be a very potent force to reckon with. But if you are going to live in the shadows of the bigger political parties, the NDC and the NPP, you are never going to make any impact. Ghanaians will be watching you. And some of them have become literally what I will call political entrepreneurs. Political entrepreneurs in the sense that they will want to take from the bigger political parties and do the bidding of the bigger political parties. How do you want to project your own ideals and ideas, and you think that Ghanaians will take you seriously?
Dr. Evans Agridaku is a political science lecturer at the University of Ghana.